Hello, welcome to another episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader. Great to have your company. And over the last couple of weeks, well, a couple of months actually, we've been looking at the characteristics of Jesus, the personality of Christ. And it's all based on this little book that I read a while ago and thought, this is gold dust. It's called The Personality of Jesus, How to Introduce Young People to Jesus Christ and help them grow in their faith. And it's written by a guy called Francis E. Clarke. And the amazing thing, it was written 100 years ago. In fact, if I just look inside the inside cover, it says it was first written in 1916, or a version of this book. And it's been updated by another writer to put it in modern day language. But it's 100 years old, and it must be surely the first book on youth work ever to be written for the church. And yet it is still gold dust. I've said before, he says in the introduction, that how come we as Christians are surprised when a young person shows an interest in following Jesus or finding out more? Surely if young people are properly introduced to who Jesus really was when he walked on earth and who he really is today, we should be surprised that they don't want to find out more about him. And we as the church, we need to repent of our lack of expectation in young people to want to follow Jesus. I think our lack of expectation is that young people don't want to be involved in religion. They don't want to be involved in organisations and for the sake of it. But they want to be in meaningful relationships. And that's what Jesus can offer and does offer. And so over these last few weeks, I've been trying to look through who Jesus really is, his character, his personality, and to think through how do we help young people to discover Jesus for themselves. We've looked at how Jesus was authentic. I've got a list here of the characteristics we looked at. Looked at how he's approachable, how he's welcoming, how he's humble and courageous, how Jesus was considerate of other people, how he was carefree, and how he was used humour and was funny, how Jesus encouraged others, he was tactful, he didn't complain about what he was going through and what life he was living. He was committed and devoted, we looked at last week. And this week, to wrap it all up, I want to look at Jesus being idealistic. He set the bar so high in how we should be living our lives, didn't he? And young people are idealistic. You know this as well as I do. In normal circumstances, when they've had a good childhood, a friendly childhood, a loving childhood, of course it's not always the same for every young person. But most young people grow up thinking they can change the world. That's why all the climate change activism has started with young people. And they're the ones who are trying to set the way and the agenda for climate change and saving the planet, because they see the logic of it, they see the urgency of it, and they don't see why they shouldn't stand up and be counted. And it's an idealism that we want to celebrate. And, you know, we want to help young people dream big dreams, don't we? That's how we make the world a better place, by having big dreams. And it's as we get older, we start to think, oh, I can't do that, or that'll never work, or we've tried that before. And yet Jesus was an idealistic person. He, just look at the Beatitudes for his idealism. Let me read a few of the Beatitudes found in Matthew chapter 5. He gets a crowd together on the mountainside and he starts to teach them by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The poor in spirit, not the people who are up and full of pride and arrogance, but the poor in spirit, the humble, effectively, are the ones who are blessed, who are loved, who are happy, who rejoice. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." It's those people who know the reality of life. People perhaps who mourn their sin, mourn loss, as well as bereavement. Actually, those people who realise that they can't control everything are the ones who will be comforted by our Heavenly Father. "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. What does he mean by meek? Meek means humble, gentle, and gentleness is not something that the world celebrates, is it? We celebrate strength. And yet here Jesus is saying the gentle are the ones who will inherit the earth. What an idealistic idea that being gentle, kind and humble is better than being arrogant, strong and, you know, bull in a china shop kind of thing. Not going to go through all of these, but blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who have a desire to see justice happen, for they will be filled. And Jesus goes on setting this idealistic standard for living. And it's because he wants to set the bar high. He wants to say, you can dream big. Life can be better than you expect. But perhaps you've got it upside down. And of course, we look at these statements and we go, how could I ever match up to any of these things? And yet, of course, Jesus is going, you can't on your own, because you were never supposed to be able to do these things on your own. You're supposed to do it together and with me. And that's why he left us his Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit can transform us into who he has made us to be and knows we can be. And we do it in community, in family, as the people of God. We can't do it each in our own room, doing it ourselves. I'm going to make myself better. We do it together by the power of his Spirit. Isn't that a wonderful image? And if we can help young people and the children that we work with and those who we're yet to work with to understand these truths about who Jesus was, surely we should be surprised that they don't want to know more. Surely they should be surprised. We should be surprised that they go, yeah, you know what? He sounds like he was a nice guy, but nothing for me. Because he said that he is the way, the truth and the life. And we need to introduce them to him. So the challenge this week, as we end this little series on the personality of Christ, is to think through about our youth work, to think through about our children's and family's work, whatever we're involved in, and to be thinking about each thing we do, how are we using this to reveal Jesus to the young people that we serve? How are we using whatever we're doing to help them get a better understanding of who Jesus was? We can't do that just by having fun together. We can't do that by just hoping that it's something of Jesus will rub off if they're in the same room. Actually, we need to be taking the little words of Jesus, these little personality traits, and just pointing them out to young people, because they don't know who Jesus is automatically. They don't know who Jesus really is from what they learn at school, because they learn it as religion, not relationship. So think through, how can you help the young people that you connected to and their families know the real Jesus, meet the real Jesus? Let's make that our prayer for this week and for this term and school year ahead. And may we see many, many children and young people come into a living relationship with Jesus this year. Go for it.